He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Today, we'll hear from second-year players about their second year of minicamps. Remember, for in-depth coverage of minicamps, go to HoustonTexans.com.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Head coach Gary Kubiak has said that players make the biggest jump between their first and second years in the league. Mario Williams is a case in point. The Texans' second-year players feel like they have a lot to prove this year, especially with a year of experience under their belt. Here's what Amobi Okoye had to say about his second minicamp.
For me, it's just coming in more comfortable. You know, been having a year underneath my belt from the system, so it was quite easier than last year. You know, last year you didn't know what to expect. You came out here, you're kind of cloudy, but now you know everything's kind of mellow.
Cornerback Fred Bennett is looking forward to being a defensive leader.
Cool called me over the offseason. He let me know I was the number one corner, you know, so I'm just ready for the challenge, you know, and hopefully I can spread my knowledge that I got from Dante and the older guys to these younger guys.
What are your first impressions of Jock Reeves and Antoine Molden?
I think he's a great player. You know, I think with a little work with our DB coaches we have, and if he's willing to learn and just work hard at what he do, I think he'll be all right. Molden, you know, I was talking to him a little bit today, you know, teaching him some stuff that I learned last year as a rookie. You know, I think that's important that I say older guys. This is my second year, but I can kind of say older guy, but, you know, I try to spread my knowledge to him as well. I think he got a chance to be a great player.
As always, fans, thanks for listening. We'll be back Sunday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and